programs and schools. They contribute to Stan State Athletics and many organizations throughout our area. Each year, they provide FFA scholarships to students from Turlock, Pittman, and Denaire High Schools. And you'll even see them buying animals every year at the fair, supporting kids from across the county. We appreciate the team at Price Ford of Turlock for their continued involvement and the way they show up for our community. To learn more, visit priceFordofTurlock.com.
We head to the top of the third. No runs scored yet. San Bernardino will have Ashley Legler batting for them to start it off. The bottom of the order. Yaya gives her something to swing at. Pops this one foul. Legler, two at-bats in game one. One run, one hit. Oh, 2. Yaya gets her to swing again. Solid contact. But fouled into the bullpen of the Warriors. Yaya trying to get something, catch a piece of the zone, but something that Legler doesn't want to swing at. A little too low, 1-2. Into the dirt, that'll even count at 2 apiece. Yaya, pitch count at 25. A 2-2. Swung again over to third. The throw is made. Montez de Oca making a lot of plays today. So one out in the top of the third now. Back to the top of the order for the Coyotes. Bejarano will foul this one over to the Stanislaw dugout. Oh, 1. Yaya to Bejarano. A little bit inside. One ball, one strike, one out. Bejarano lets it go by low. Back in the dirt, 3-1 now. One count, one out, top of the third. Coyotes dugout chanting for ball 4. Yaya in the strike zone, full count. Yaya wasting no time throwing that pitch, and it goes just outside for a walk. Bejarano will get to first. Tax-free. Game one, Bejarano had 4 at-bats with 2 runs, 3 hits, 2 RBIs on their way to that 8-10 loss. Foul tip from Alex Hooper. We'll start 0-1 for her. Hooper thought about it, but let it go by. It finds the strike zone, 0-2. Too low that time. That's ball one. Contact into foul territory. No one can get there. The 1-2 pitch from Yaya. Got her to swing. That's strike three. A strikeout for Yaya. Bahia, the sophomore, now up for the Coyotes. The player on first. Contact into center. A little back pedal will get out number three. No runs, one left on base, and Stanislaw will be up to bat next.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
Bottom of the third inning, Stanislaw State is up with Emily Bigley. No runs scored in this battle yet. San Bernardino, two hits, one error. Warriors, one hit, no errors. Bo Cash still inside the pitching circle will go outside. The first pitch to Bigley. Bigley, contact to shortstop, and the throw will be made. Bigley back to the dugout. Warriors with one out now. Montez de Oca now be up to bat. One count for Montez de Oca. Three at-bats, one hit in game one. Second pitch, a ball. One outside. Here's the 2-1 from Cash. Contact escapes the glove of Cash, and Montez de Oca will be at first. Good placement just outside of Cash, went nearly right back to her, able to bounce in the dirt. We're back to the top of the lineup. Moxie Barton, the sophomore left-handed batter, facing Cash for the second time. Shows bunt, backs off, but it's a strike anyway. Oh, one pitch. Strike two. Cash on the 0-2. Insert a swing, foul. Barton, contact again, into the outfield. Montez de Oca on second, able to advance properly, and Barton gets credit for a hit. That's the third of the game for Stanislaus State. Obasa now averaging 3.59. The two players on and one out in the bottom of the third. We saw the Coyotes go through three different pitchers in that first game. Mo Cash keeping the Warriors off the board as of now. At this point, they had already scored three runs. Obasa against right-handed pitchers, 3.62, 21 hits on 58 at-bats. Obasa. Strike one. Oh, one pitch. Obasa fouls it. O2 to Obasa. Got this one between first and second. Escapes to the outfield. Montez de Oca going home. She's out. Barton goes all the way to third. Obasa gets to second, but the throw will beat her out, running home, trying to score the first run of the ball game. Comes up just short. The second out on the Warriors in the bottom of the third. It looks like this might have to be a conversation between the umpires again. They'll go to the replay center. And with that, on Blue Chip Broadcasting, we will go to Crivelli Insurance.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare supplemental insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. At Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above. We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
After extended review, the Warriors with Montes de Oca was safe at home plate. The tag was not made in time, so the Warriors get on the board first. The run in the bottom of the third. The out gets taken away. There's only one now in the inning, and there's two players on for Stanislav. Barton is at third. Babasa's at second after that hit to get Montes de Oca through a home plate for that run. Now it brings up Caitlin Bridgman, the catcher, to the plate, starting off with an 0-1 count. Bridgman had two hits, two runs in game one. We'll get another hit here. Escapes to left field. Barton gets through home. Two runs scored now in the bottom of the third. Babasa in scoring position. Addie Nettings back up for the Warriors now. Two players on, and the Coyotes will take another quick break and talk to Mo Cash and the rest of the infield. One out in the bottom of the third. Stanislav up 2-0. Warrior softball on Flow College.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going. Working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
After a conversation between Coach Payan and Cash, back to play with Mettings at the plate. One out in the bottom of the third. The Warriors have scored two runs, two on. Mettings, contact into the outfield. A little collision between Bridgman and Hooper as another run is scored for Stanislaw with Malia Babasa. Hooper slow to get up after the collision. Bridgman was going first to second. Collided down the baseline. But the run is scored with Babasa for the Warriors. It's another three-run inning for them today. At 2 3-run innings in game one, including their sixth inning that eventually put them up by two and won the game for them. Like the Coyotes having a conversation with the umpires, hoping to get maybe a changed call. Nothing's going to change in this, but head coach Payan will go back to the circle. It looks like we'll get another change as coming back out, played in the first game for a couple of innings, and now back out, Eva Packin. They'll make that change at the pitching circle, and we'll get another message from your local Blue Chip broadcast sponsor.
Life doesn't wait, so why should you? At Modesto Subaru, we've got the adventure-ready lineup that keeps up with you. Daily drives, weekend escapes, or chasing your four-legged co-pilot, Subaru makes every trip more fun. Come experience what's fun, what fits your life, and what's ready today, right here at Modesto Subaru. Because the stories don't start with someday, they start with Subaru. Modesto Subaru, love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Visit us at 4360 McHenry Avenue, Modesto. Call 209-248-0029 or visit us online at modestosubaru.com. Modesto Subaru, adventure starts here.
Stanislaw State Warriors softball and Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting. I'm the voice of choice, Levi Flores. We're in the bottom of the third. The Warriors offense have been on fire today. They scored 10 runs in the first game. They have three in the bottom of the third alone. Camarena up next to bat allows the first pitch to go by for the 0-1 count. On base currently, the Warriors have two. Bridgman is at second. Had a little collision in the hit following her with Addie Nettings, but she's standing at first. So two on. Camarena contact to short. They make the throw to third and try to split it over to first. not going to get there in time, but they do get the second out of the inning. They'll still be two on Pamarina at first now. Eddings at second. We go down to Katrina Rodriguez to bat for the Warriors. Outside, 1-0 count. Swings and misses, 1-1. Rodriguez really wanting that one. Ava Paquin taking over for Mo Cash in the bottom of the third. Down and out, 2-1. Low again, ball three. Rodriguez, the minimum, just trying to advance the two runners on base. Backwing pitch, just under an inning and a half in game one. Rodriguez pops it to center. That catch will be made to end the third, but the Warriors earned three runs, two left on base. It's 3-0. Stanislaw leading San Bernardino at Warrior Softball Field.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
First pitch to start the top of the fourth. Low for Yaya, 1-0 count. Evens up, 1-1. Batting is Danielle Castillo. Strike two, got it in the zone. One, two, pressure on Castillo, contact, foul. Castillo stays alive again. Castillo one hit in game one. Yaya puts it outside. 2-2 count. Oh, and in the dirt, full count. And outside again, four straight will send her over to first. Castillo will stand there. Now Brooke Brazil, left-handed batter, will face Yaya. Brazil, in between first and second, out at first, Castillo goes over to second. One out in the top of the fourth. Griego now, the junior for the Coyotes. Yaya gets the call, the pitch goes outside. That time it's good for Yaya. One ball, one strike, one out. Player on second. Little more contact, fouled into the netting. Be 1-2. Yaya going to call time, didn't get the pitch call. Griego on the 1-2, swung and missed. Another strikeout for Yaya Hines. Two outs in the top of the fourth. Escahurry will swing on the first pitch. This will try to be tracked down, but came up a little short of Moxie Barton in right field. 0-1 will start it off for her. Escahurry steps in for the 0-1. Swings again down the first baseline, and that'll be in fair play. Throw over, trying to get it home, and it's not going to be there in time. So a run scored for the Coyotes. Being all the way from second is Danielle Castillo. Gets San Bernardino on the board. Warriors still up 3-1 and two outs in the top of the fourth. Yaya. Too low. One oh count. Say that's outside. 2-0. Zaro, let it go again. That time it's a strike, 2-1. Into the glove of Yaya. Quick throw over will end at the top of the fourth. San Bernardino gets a run. The couple left on base. 3-1. Warrior softball is on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting.
Life doesn't wait, so why should you? At Modesto Subaru, we've got the adventure-ready lineup that keeps up with you. Daily drives, weekend escapes, or chasing your four-legged co-pilot, Subaru makes every trip more fun. Come experience what's fun, what fits your life, and what's ready today, right here at Modesto Subaru. Because the stories don't start with someday, they start with Subaru. Modesto Subaru, love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Visit us at 4360 McHenry Avenue, Modesto. Call 209-248-0029 or visit us online at modestosubaru.com. Modesto Subaru, adventure starts here.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it.
I'd rather have chicken nuggets. You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
And State leading 3-1 at Warriors Softball Field. Warriors back up on offense. It's Sadie Salas up to bat for the Warriors. One oh count. Salas, contact to left field. It'll be tracked down and caught for the first out. Bigley back up to bat, the left-handed batter for the Warriors. Bigley lets it go by, ball one. Paquin, 1-1 count, pitching to Bigley, shows bunt, backs away from it, 2-0. For Bigley. Paquin lines, and that'll be strike one. And in the dirt, 3-1 now. Paquin trying to keep Bigley in the box. Connection over to second. That'll be out too. Montes de Oca back to the box for the Warriors. Strike one on the first pitch, 0-1. Just outside. It'll even it at one apiece. Montez de Oca, the 1-1, too high. One at bat, one hit for Montez de Oca. 15 pitches so far for Ava Paquin. Here's the 2-1. Tries to lunge out for the bunt. Two's across the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Swings at it. Strike three. That ends the inning. Stanislaw Gusegg in the bottom of the fourth, but still lead 3-1. Warrior softball is on Flow College in Blue Chip Broadcasting.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. At Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Yaya and the Stanislaw defense returns to take the field. Warriors up 3-1 over San Bernardino. Game two of today's doubleheader. Tomorrow we'll have two more for you. First game starting at 11. Second game slated to start at 1. Yaya back of the pitching circle and Ashley Legler, the bottom of the order for the Coyotes, taking strike one. 0-1 count to Legler. Had a run and a hit in game one. Here starting off 0-2. Legler swings again into right field. Barton sacrificing herself to take the dive, makes the catch. Beautiful play by Moxie Barton in right field. A lot of action today for her. The hot spot in the hitting for San Bernardino to get it out to her. Makes yet another play for the Stanislaw defense. Bayerano up to bat, fouls off the first pitch, 0-1. Too low, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch from Yaya nearly got her to go. Goes too low, and it's 2-1. Bayerano swings again. That is foul. Two balls, two strikes, one out in the top of the fifth. Bejarano swings at this one. Over to second. On her knees, Salas tries to get it over there, but unfortunately a little too slow, finding the glove of Rodriguez. So now one on first for the Coyotes. Returning is Alex Hooper. Hooper swings out the first pitch. Back to Yaya. Throw it at first. She's out there. Bejarano will get to second with ease, but two outs. Coyotes rely upon Mejia. Mejia swings out the first, fouled over the Coyote dugout. Oh, one from Yaya. Hooper, or rather Mejia, swings again, same place. Oh, two, Yaya looking to end the inning, or end the top of the fifth, rather. Just outside, 1-2. This tie for Yaya. Twos across the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Got her to swing. Over to Bavassa. And that's out number three. Got her at first. Score remains 3-1. Stanislaw leading San Bernardino. You're watching Stanislaw State Warrior Softball on Flow College and listening on BlueChipBroadcasting.com.
KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
Bottom of the fifth, Warriors, Moxie Barton, top of the lineup, be batting first. 3-1, Stanislaw leading San Bernardino at Warrior Softball Field in Turlock. I'm the voice of choice, Levi Flores. Thank you for joining me on Flow College. And this season, you can listen to Warrior Softball on BlueChipBroadcasting.com. It's free to listen, so if you're on the road and you can't watch, well, BlueChipBroadcasting.com, listen there. 3-1, Ava Paquin still in the pitching circle for the Coyotes. Moxie Barton, left-handed batter for the Warriors. Walks through, takes a stab at it, but it's over to Bejarano for out one. So Barton exits back to the dugout. Bavassa now batting for the Warriors. Back went too high. Bavassa took one to the shoulder in game one. Led to their victory. Nearly did it again. Vasa lets it go. Ball two. Two-oh pitch from Paquin. Pabasa hops this high up. And Pabasa caught out. That's out two for the Warriors. Caitlin Bridgman now up for the Warriors. Switch from left-handed batters to a right-handed batter. Two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Warriors leading 3-1. Strike one for Bridgman. Too high that time. 1-1. Bridgman swings straight over second base, and she'll get a single. Bridgman keeping this inning alive for the Warriors. Mettings up for Stanislaus State. On deck for the Warriors is Camarena. He's able to find her way to the batter's box. It's up to Mettings to do that, though. Too high, ball one. Mettings, contact. And the catch is made. That's out three, and the score remains 3-1 through five. One left on base for the Warriors. We head to the top of the sixth at Warrior Softball Field.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear? Bring it in. Trade up or cash out. It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Play It Again Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
No runs scored in the fifth inning. Stanislaus State leads 3-1 over San Bernardino. It's Stanislaus State Warrior Softball on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting. Castillo will start it off for the Coyotes in the top of the sixth. Castillo, contact immediately on the first pitch into left center field. He'll round first, try to go over to second. Ball's not going to get there in time. It's a double for Castillo. Coyotes had to dig themselves out of a couple of different holes in that first game. Fortunately, couldn't do it at the end. Warriors 10-8. The end of game one, and now in game two, that 3-1 score. Coyotes starting out the top of the sixth in good positioning. Coyotes will bring in a pinch runner. That'll be Daniela Luden. So Castillo gets the double. Luden now in her place, standing on second. Put them up in position to score. Brooke Brazil, senior, going against Yaya. Looked like she was going to swing. Yaya goes high on the pitch. Ball one. Swings at this one. Left center field, same place. Diving catch made. Luden tags back up at second. Another fantastic play by the Stan State outfield. Addie Nettings dives to get out one against the Coyotes. Griego now. Yaya flings one in, strike one. The 1 pitch turns 1-1. Back to right field. Backpedaling is Babasa who makes the catch. It was either Babasa or Barton going to get their glove on that one. Able to do so. Now Luden standing on second with two outs to the Coyotes. Tough position for San Bernardino. Escahuri, though, will now take place in the batter's box at the plate. Yaya gets her to swing. Oh, one. Got it in between second and third. They're going to have Luden round to home. She'll get through safely, but now possibly in a pickle. Got her at first. Escahuri trying to get back to first after she took off towards second. And out three at the top of the sixth. It'll be 3-2. Warriors still on top as it's their turn to bat. It's Warrior softball on Flo College and Blue Chip Broadcasting.
For the past 5 years, Price Ford of Turlock has been a steady supporter of our local programs and schools. They contribute to Stan State Athletics and many organizations throughout our area. Each year, they provide FFA scholarships to students from Turlock, Pittman, and Denaire High Schools. And you'll even see them buying animals every year at the fair supporting kids from across the county. We appreciate the team at Price Ford of Turlock for their continued involvement and the way they show up for our community. To learn more, visit priceFordofTurlock.com.
Despite a run coming in for San Bernardino in the top of the sixth, Stanislaw State able to make a great defensive play. Tag out last player for out three. The Warriors lead 3-2, hoping to get a couple more runs, insurance runs, so San Bernardino would have to fight back even harder in the top of the seventh. Warriors one win on the day already. Camarena at the plate, knocks one foul, 0-1. One pitch. Check that. Got underneath. Foul by Camarena. Ava Paquin still in the pitching circle for the Coyotes. Star in both games today and had three pitchers in that first game, sticking with two in the second. 0-2 for Camarena. Backlund gets her to swing again. That is foul to the dugout. Oh, two in the dirt. Camarena, contact over to second. The throw is made in time. Out one, Camarena back to the dugout. And we are at now Katrina Rodriguez for the Warriors. Warriors currently holding that lead, but do not want to battle back in the bottom of the seventh if they don't have to. Seven hits to the Warriors so far. All three runs earned in the bottom of the third. Back when gives her something to swing at. A little bit of contact. We'll go 0-1. Rodriguez lets it go by 1-1. Rodriguez gets one into left field. Don't get a base hit. Katrina Rodriguez batting 317. Gets herself to first and following her. Going to be Madison Roseborough. Player locally out of Turlock, played for the Pittman Pride. They'll be batting in place of Sadie Salas. One out, one on first. Roseborough watches it go into the zone. 0-1. Roseborough on the 0-1 foul tip. O2 pitch. Got her to swing again into the netting. Stays alive. O2 again. Packwin to Roseborough. In the dirt. That's ball one. Thank you. The 1-2. Roseboro keeps yourself there. Another foul tip. Facing the 1-2. In the dirt again. That's ball two. Richmond still stands on first. One out in the bottom of the sixth. Roseboro batting for solace. Two two and two high. From 0-2 to a full count. Roseboro swings at it again. A little more contact. Extending her at that. Roseboro, 3-2, and in the dirt, she'll be walked. Fights all the way through it. Ava Paquin gave her a fight, but Roseboro will go to first, tax-free. Bridgman will go over to second. And now head coach Huber going to make another change as well, it looks like. Salas will retake the place at first to run. And then on second, taking over from Bridgman, it will be Celine Ramos, the junior out of Fresno, played at Reedley College with the Tigers. And then batting now for the Warriors in place of Bigley will be Marley Hogue, the freshman from Rockland. Head coach Schuber really trying to bring everything out in the bottom of the sixth. Make sure they take a lead that the Coyotes can't answer. One out in the bottom of the sixth. Warriors up 3-1. Two runners on, first and second. Marley Hogue twitched like she was going to try to swing for that one. Looked a little low, but into the strike zone. Makes it 0-1. Hogue thought about it again. That time lets it by, and it's outside. One ball, one strike. Outside again, ball two. Hogue makes contact on this one, escapes into the outfield. Here comes Ramos. Gets through home. And another run scored for the Warriors. That makes it 4-2. Salas gets over to second. Hogue, the single RBI to get to first. Exactly what the Warriors were wanting to do. Insurance runs keep San Bernardino away from their lead. 4-2, and Montes de Oca will be at the plate. And Hogue after getting that single. Big for the Warriors will exit back to the dugout, returning in her rightful place, Emily Bigley. Paquin pitching to Montes de Oca now, goes 1-0 to start it off. Two runners on for the Warriors. And timeout by the Coyotes. 1-0, one out, bottom of the sixth. The Warriors 4-2 at Warriors softball field.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going, working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
After the visit Payan took to Paquin, they're still all back out there. A throw over to third will be an out. That'll get Salas back into the dugout, but Montes de Oca will get the first on the player's choice, and it is Emily Bigley standing at second. Two outs, and back to the top of the order, Moxie Barton earned that one run this inning. Two on base. Too low from Paquin. Barton gets underneath it. 1-1. One pitch to Barton. Too high, ball two. Two, one. Barton lets it go by, finds the zone. Two's across the board now. Barton, contact, stays on the infield. Can she get there? No, she can't. Thrown out, Bayerano makes the snag. And the Warriors come away with one run in the bottom of the sixth, leaving two on. It's 4-2 to the top of the seventh, and San Bernardino trying to outscore the Warriors, or else this one's over.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. At Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Top of the seventh, Stanislaus State leading 4-2 over San Bernardino. A run scored in the bottom of the sixth for Stanislaus, a run scored in the top of the sixth for San Bernardino. Coyotes trying to score at least two, get themselves to the bottom of the seventh. But in game one, the Warriors able to score three runs in the bottom of the sixth. San Bernardino scored four, but it was enough that the Warriors just used their defense to win that game in the top of the seventh. They're looking to do that just one more time today to end the doubleheader. And tomorrow, another doubleheader between San Bernardino and Stanislaus State. Two balls to start it off for Yaya in the top of the seventh. This is Venegas. Venegas lets it go. That is strike one. Three balls, one strike. Venegas coming in to hit, trying to make a difference. Lets it go, and that'll be strike two. Try to make her way to first and maybe change the call by the ump. She's going to have to stay there on the full count. Yeah, put it too low. Venegas gets to first. Brianna Ayap. She'll come in and run in place of Venegas. Now batting Ashley Legler. Fantastic batting average. Time that matters most. Legler swings out the first one early. Foul down the third baseline. Legler makes it 1-1. Strike two. Legler, the bottom of the order. Have Iris Bejarano on deck. Yaya trying to get another one. Hits this one over to second. Going for the double play. Safe at first is Legler. Went for the player's choice, but Bassa tossed it over to second. Got the out there. The ball just behind Legler at first. The one out in the top of the seventh. The player on, that's Legler on first. Bejarano, top of the order. Makes contact on the first one. Going for a double again. Babasso will throw it over, but she's safe at first. Somehow the ball did not find the glove of Rodriguez at first base. So they'll have to keep battling. less than a second difference between the game being over and the Coyotes having another chance. So now Alex Hooper, the senior, game rests on her shoulders. Foul ball down the first baseline. Oh, one count. Cooper looking to bunt. Made a little contact. That'll be strike two. Warriors just one strike away from getting their second conference victory and winning both of the doubleheader today. Yeah, on the 0-2. Just outside. Pitch down and out. That's ball two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bayerano on first. Hooper at bat. 100 pitches for Yaya. Looking to close it out here. Picked up Babasa to first, and that does it. San Bernardino cannot overcome the deficit in the top of the seventh, and the Warriors take it 4-2 in game two of the doubleheader. Get their first two conference victories. The series continues tomorrow. We'll have another doubleheader for you, but make sure you stay tuned. We'll have your players of the games right here on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct, and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare Supplemental Insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's resy.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going, working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it.
I'd rather have chicken nuggets. You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated. By Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
Life doesn't wait, so why should you? At Modesto Subaru, we've got the adventure-ready lineup that keeps up with you. Daily drives, weekend escapes, or chasing your four-legged co-pilot, Subaru makes every trip more fun. Come experience what's fun, what fits your life, and what's ready today, right here at Modesto Subaru. Because the stories don't start with someday, they start with Subaru. Modesto Subaru. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Visit us at 4360 McHenry Avenue, Modesto. Call 209-248-0029 or visit us online at modestosubaru.com. Modesto Subaru. Adventure starts here.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between. Our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear? Bring it in. Trade up or cash out? It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Against Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
Stanislaus State Warriors softball doubleheader at home. The first in conference play, facing off against the San Bernardino Coyotes. Addy Vettings, player of the game for game one. Congratulations.
Thank
not only
you.
On the win, both wins, and
you,
your
yeah.
phenomenal play. So that first game that you had, three at-bats, a run, two hits, swing in the bat.
Yeah.
Phenomenal play. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about
it? It feels great to just know that, like, I can do this. I have an army behind me. I have coaches believing me in everything I do, and they just make me know that I can do this, and I'm doing it for them and for myself, but for them first.
Now, going down the stretch, that sixth inning was a big one. San Bernardino scored four runs. You had to play
yeah.
from behind, able to overcome that, three runs, and you're able to take it in the top of the seventh. At that point in the game, when they scored four runs, what were the thoughts going into it?
It was definitely scary, but I know that we can do it, and I know that we fight harder and harder even when we have someone on our back, and it's just fun to see us play because we're just good, and I love us, and we're such a good team.
Now, going into tomorrow, you have to play San Bernardino again in a doubleheader. Yes. What are your thoughts going into tomorrow's first game?
I think we're going to come out with a bang. Like, we're just going to work hard. We know we can work hard, and we've been working hard, so just continuing that stretch and just doing what we can and fighting.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank
Addie
you.
Maddie, our player of the game for game one, and then we have your teammate, Yaya, here as well, who pitched the complete game.
Yes, she did phenomenal.
Before she comes over, what do you think about her performance in game two?
I just know she's got that. Like, I know she got it, and she knows we got it behind her back, and she just fights hard, and she's just happy, and she's just comfortable on that mound, and just love her.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Again, we'll get Yaya over here next.
Going.
Well, we're live already. So.
Oh, got it. Okay.
But we have Yaya for our Game 2 Player of the Game. Congratulations on both wins.
Thank you.
But that second game, he had over 100 pitches. How's the arm?
Honestly, it's a little sore. It's a little sore. I'll get some ice on her, and we're going to go again tomorrow.
Now, the seventh inning in that second game came down to a couple of potential double plays. In those moments, of course, you're in the pitching circle trying to take out all of the batters, but when your team had those opportunities and it looked like they were good, but then called safe at first, what are your thoughts knowing that you have to face another batter?
It's unfortunate I have to face another batter. However, like, I'm just going to continue to attack just like I do every other batter, and calls don't always go our way, and that's, you know, that's going to be part of the game. But I'm excited to just continue to throw to that next batter, attack hard, and I know that my defense will help me out in the end.
Now, you weren't in the first game, but the second game, obviously, you pitched all seven innings. Mm-hmm. We saw San Bernardino go out with three different pitchers in the first game, two in the second. Does that impact you at all, knowing that you go out there and just complete an entire game?
Honestly, it doesn't. It doesn't really impact me that much. I just go out there and take it one inning at a time and trust my defense, trust my coaches, and, you know, just continue to stay strong through all seven. Yeah.
Now, entering this game, 0-4 in conference play, and then taking two back-to-back victories in a series, how does that feel for you?
Man, it feels great. Feels great. My team feels great. We're super stoked. Can't wait to carry this energy into tomorrow.
Now, we had Addie Mettings as well here for our Game 1 Player of the Game. She talked a lot of great things about you. What do you have to say about her and the rest of you?
Man, she's incredible. I mean, I know that every time that ball's hit out there, she's got it. She's tracking it down. And, you know, she always comes in and tells me, like, how great of a job I'm doing. I pick her up and I tell her that she's got my back out there no matter what happens. And I love being able to turn around seeing her make an incredible diving catch. I mean, everyone got to see how amazing that was. And then, honestly, with the rest of my team, I know that they're going to put bat to ball. They're going to make those hard plays, and they're going to dig deep all seven innings. And, you know, I'm just excited to see where this takes us the rest of the season.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
And we'll have another doubleheader tomorrow.
So yeah, absolutely.
We'll be right here at 11 a.m.
Great. Can't wait. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You've been watching Stanislaus State Warrior Softball on Flow College, listening on BlueChipBroadcasting.com. I've been the voice of choice, Levi Flores. Tomorrow, 11 a.m., right here on Warrior Softball Field, we'll be back with some more Warrior Softball action. Until then, I've been the voice of choice, Levi Flores, for my entire Stanislaus State crew. We'll see you then.